thirsty. Priests and Levites, as part of worship. Now we read in Nehemiah 12, verse 44. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithe to gather into them out of the fields of the cities to portions of the law for the priests and Levites. And now listen, for Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. Have you ever read something like that? The people, they rejoiced for the priests and Levites. Because these spiritual leaders were full of energy, full of empathy for the people. They worked for the Lord with an earnestness and a humbleness, a burning fire, a desire for working for the Lord. And you could see it. You could feel it. You could listen to it. They were on fire. Spiritual fire. And therefore, the people of Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites. And therefore they brought the tithes and the offerings and the first fruits, whatever. The Levites, the priests, they had no piece of land. And therefore, they, if they wanted something to eat, people had to bring their tithe in the form of fruits and so on. If the priests and Levites were not lazy, then people would bring. If they were lazy, people would not bring. I do not want to support a priest who is only sleeping all day long. And then it was a time of hunger and thirst for the priests and Levites. And then they knew, we should start working again. But here, they rejoiced for the priests and Levites that waited. That's interesting. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of the purification according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, they were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And now it happens again. They're full of joy. The war is finished. And now they sang and sang and sang. And the people rejoiced that those around could hear it. It was a special time, a time of rejoicing. And when you experience that Jesus washes away your sins and you get peace in your heart because you are forgiven, then you start rejoicing as well. Once you get peace, you are satisfied. When you're satisfied, it's because of the peace in your heart, not because you possess so much or because you are so intelligent or whatever or so beautiful. You're satisfied when you get peace in your heart. And you can only get peace in your heart if you confess your wrongdoing to Him. And He's willing to forgive. He has paid the price. He loves you. He is full of empathy for you, full of compassion. He did everything for you. What are you going to do for Him?